Based on a charter change last year, Philadelphia now has a permanent commission for women in an advisory body position set up to review public policy and its impact on women. The group of 27 women will look at issues such as pay equity and equal representation in government and private sectors. Javita Hill is the commission's executive director. Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn sat down with her to ask about the commission's big concerns.
Sexual violence against women is something that we're very concerned about. We're concerned about pay equity issues. Still in this day and age, a woman makes 77 cents to every dollar that a man makes. Only 11% of corporate board seats are filled by women. And for women of color, it's even worse. It's less than 1%. So we have a lot of work to do in terms of advocacy.
Can you lay out the commission's mission for us?
Really simply, enhance the lives of women at all stages of their lives.
Why do we need this commission now?
We need this commission always. We're still marginalized, especially poor women and women of color. We do need to be socially, politically, and economically engaged in how we can improve the lives of women.
There are 27 members, 10 appointed by Mayor Kenney and 17 by the members of council. Each member of council gets to nominate somebody. Members are in the legal field, business, labor. Some work for social service organizations, hospitals, academia. Are there any templates that you're looking to build off in creating a strategy to alleviate inequities that women confront in social situations, economically, vocational pursuits? Are you looking at other cities and what maybe they have done?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Blondell Reynolds Brown, councilwoman, has looked at 33 cities that have women's commissions. And so we're looking at how those are set up, what kinds of issues they've tackled. And of course, it's a very democratic process. So those issues will come from the 27 women who are commissioners.
Mayor Kenney says he's happy the commission will be a permanent part of Philadelphia government. He says he's happy because, quote, if you want the job done right, you better get a woman to do it, because if you depend on men, all they care about is their title and where their office is. Is that a fair assessment?
We get the job done.
Plain and simple, we get the job done.
We work really hard. We can be successful if we're given the opportunity.
Javita, the commission gets to work on July 1st in line with the new fiscal year. You've met once already. What are some of the topics that are bubbling up right away?
Pay equity and women on corporate boards and sexual violence.
Starting with pay equity, are you going to be looking at pay scales in city government and see what can be worked around it with changes there?
Certainly. As a matter of fact, the city administration in the Office of Diversity and Inclusion are looking at how all city workers are being paid. One of the things that I'm happy to report and what I'm inspired by in this administration, that Mayor Kenney's administration, 55% of his top appointees have been women.
Yeah, that's a pretty big number. Let's look at that for a second. What are your ideas there?
Whenever you have a diverse and inclusive workforce, I think everybody benefits from that. I think it's a successful economic model.
How so?
Because you have a larger talent pool, and people from diverse backgrounds bring experiences that have to be beneficial for the workforce.
If any of these appointments are paid appointments, are they up to scale with the men who have held those positions in the past? Do you know?
They're looking at those kinds of things now. It's no secret that it's not equal with regard to women. It's not equal with regard to people of color. I think this is a good start, though.
You're going to make an advisory decision about this, but the actual laying it out and making the change could certainly take time. It would depend on a lot of different things, including how much money is available to make those changes, right?
Absolutely. Those are issues that the Office of Diversity and Inclusion are looking at. We'll be taking the information and the research and the data to look at how we can make advisory decisions about those things.
You feel hopeful that this group's going to make some tracks?
I do. Again, the diversity of the experiences of these women, this is a great bunch of women, and I am so excited, privileged, and honored to be able to work in this capacity for the city of Philadelphia.